Praise God again, and thank you all for on the line that are waiting so patiently. Some have been on the line for, oh my goodness, for maybe like 14 minutes, and that's exciting. When people really want to get to hear the Word of God, they just they go through whatever it takes, and making sure that we don't miss anything. And you know, I thank the Lord for the timely word He's given me tonight, and it is a timely word, and it's entitled, Be still and know. Be still and know. And I'm coming from Psalms, the 46th chapter, the 10th verse. And it says, Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Praise God for this word, letting us know what we need to do and to know God. Be still. Be still. Listen, God is calling for our personal attention. Yes, personal. This, I thank God that we can serve Him on a personal basis and just to know Him. Know Him. That's what the topic is tonight. Be still and know. Be still is a direct command. You know, to be still before the Lord, it means to honor and bow before the shepherd of our soul. Yes, He is the shepherd. He is the good shepherd that keeps us. It means to, when you still, you want to humble yourself to His command, to what His word is saying. Be still. It means to stop whatever you're doing and pay attention. Why? Because God is speaking. How does He speak? He speaks through His word. Be still. Sometimes He speaks through the Holy Spirit. Will allow you to hear within your inner man. You'll hear it. It says, be still. May tell you, maybe might have to come aside and be quiet. God has a word. Praise God. So it means listen to the voice of the Lord. Like Samuel said. You know, he kept hearing His name being called Samuel. So Eli said to him, he said, the next time he calls, listen. And then when he said, when God called Samuel again, he said, speak. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. That's where we need to be, just like that. Be still and know, listening for a word from God. Oh, yes, there is definitely a word in the scriptures that speaks to whatever situation or problem you and I are facing. The word of God is quick and is powerful. It is certainly sharper than any two-edged sword. So it's important that the saints and the people of God get in God's word every single day, because it's like listening for God. Direction. God, what will you have me to do today? God, who would you have me to speak to today? How would we know unless we speak that word, read that word? Be still and know. See, be still, it gets where we get into a quiet place. Go into our secret closet before the Lord and do it. Be intentional about it on purpose. As I said earlier, sometimes you on purpose. Now, I'm going to turn this TV off now. No, I'm not going to be on this cell phone right now. No, I am setting aside an intentional time to spend time with the Lord. How will we know Him if we never spend time with Him? How will we know if we never listen to His word or be still and quiet enough before Him? See, the scripture says that God knows. He says, we are His sheep. He says, my sheep, they hear my voice. We hear the voice of God. And the Lord says, I know them, and they follow me. Jesus says, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Did you hear that? That's Jesus saying that. It would never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Oh my God, that is awesome. That's in John, the 10th chapter. That's just awesome. So as we walk with God, it's a personal walk. It's an intentional walk. Spend quality time with the Lord. You say, what is quality time? Time where you are most alert. Time where he has your undivided attention. We're talking about be still and know. Let's talk about the know part. We talk about be still and know what? He says, know that I am God. The scripture says in Isaiah 45:5-6, it says, I am the Lord. This is the God speaking to Isaiah. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God besides me. It says, I girded thee, though thou hast not known me. In other words, he was saying to Isaiah, I took care of you. I covered you. My God, I sheltered you when you didn't even know me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none besides me. Again, he says, I am the Lord, and there is none else. I like that song that says, Marvin Sapp sings this, and he says, there is none like you. No, there is no one else that can do me like you. That no one else knows my heart like you. God knows, and he knows our every turn. He knows when we lie down. He knows when our uprising. He knows when we are sad. He knows when we are glad. He knows when we're burdened down. He knows. And see, God's just waiting for us just to come before him. Pour out our hearts before the Lord. Amen. Pour it out. And say, Lord, I need you. Being still and knowing that God is God. He says, besides me, there's nobody else. There's no other help given among us that we can look to and we rely on. And so we can safely, securely, confidentially, we can put our trust in God, knowing that God is a prayer-answering God. What is that you're going through? What is the issues that you are going through tonight? There are many issues that of those that are right on this line tonight that we can go to God in confidence. Go to God because we know that he's a prayer-answering God. We know that he's faithful. He's faithful concerning his promises, yes. Exodus, you remember, it said, I am the Lord thy God. So that's what he was telling the children of Israel. He says, I am the Lord, I'm thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. He reminded them that I am the one who delivered you with a strong arm. Likewise, you and I can praise God and be grateful because God has brought us out of darkness and into the marvelous light. Say amen to that. Amen. Yes, yes. We once were lost, but now we're found. We once were bound, but now we are free. Praise God. Thinking about knowing, be still and know in whom we believe. Know that he is faithful. No matter what you're going through tonight, and God knows we're all going through different trials, different tests, different tribulations, whatever. But the Lord told us to be of good cheer, be of good courage. He says, you know, in the world, you're going to have trials. Oh, yes, we're going to have tribulations and all. But he told us to be of good cheer. He says, I've already overcome the world. Hallelujah. We are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, who loved us and who has given himself for us so that we can rejoice. Again, he says, look, I am come that you might have life and that you might have life more abundantly. I'm talking about, yes, we're being still, but listen, what do you know? Do you know that? Do you know that there's no other name under heaven, given among men, whereby we must be saved, other in the name of Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus, for your salvation. My salvation is free tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He says, for I am the Lord. What do we know? We know that He is the Lord. He's the Lord that saved us. He is the Lord that delivered us. He is the Lord that has set us free. He comes to remind us, even in Malachi, says, I am the Lord. I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. You see, in Lamentation, the scripture reminds us that it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, that the enemy hasn't swallowed us up, that the enemy hasn't taken us out. It's His mercy. Hallelujah. Because His compassions, they fail not. And His mercies and compassions, they are brand new every morning. Praise God. Great is thy faithfulness. We know He's faithful. And we thank God. You know, I say many times, God, I thank you for your faithfulness. I'm dependent on you. Yes, Lord, it's me again. And you can say the same thing. God, here I am again. I'm standing in the need of prayer. Here I am again. I'm calling on you because you neither slumber, you neither sleep, but God, you know the way that I take. Praise God. And we thank God for that because we have a God that loves us unconditionally. Even when we fall short, sometimes we all do. We fall off the bandwagon, we fall off the wagon. Yes, we do. But yet we're able to brush ourselves off, get back up. God is graceful and merciful, and His compassion, they don't fail. In Isaiah again, it says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. We know that. No matter what we're going through, God knows that He is with us. And He says, be not dismayed, for I am thy God. What do you know? While you're being still, know that God is still good. Hallelujah. And He says, I will strengthen thee. Yes, I will help thee. That's what He's saying through the prophet Isaiah. He says, I will uphold you with His precious right hand of His righteousness. So what are we worried about tonight? And what are we challenged with? Whatever it is, whatever is going on in our homes, in our families, in our personal lives, my God, God is able. Even on the job, God is able. All we have to do is present ourselves to Him and come humbly before Him. Allow God to work it out. He already said He's with us. He's with us even to the end of the world. Praise God. So He says, don't be worried. Don't be dismayed. He says, I am the Lord thy God. In other words, I got you. I uphold you. You're not going to slip. He holds us. You can't fail when you look into the hills from which cometh your help. Say amen. Hallelujah. Be still. And know, I'm preaching this word good tonight. I know that, and I receive it myself. Hallelujah. Be still that know that all our needs are met according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Are you sick tonight? Do you have aches and pains? Oh, my God. He says, look, be still and know that I am the Lord thy God who heals you. Be still and know that by my stripes that you are healed. That's what the scripture is telling us. Hallelujah. See, the world desperately needs a glimpse of who God is. We know that. They need to stand still and realize just how much God loves us or loves the world. Praise God. While we were yet sinners, the scripture tells us that God loved us, for He so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Whosoever believes in Him should never perish, but have everlasting life. We who know God, we need to stand firm in our service and our dedication towards Him. We need to give God the praise, the glory, the honor, and worship Him in spirit and in truth. See, the world doesn't understand because the Bible says if this gospel be hid to any, it's hid to those who are blinded by the gods of this world. It's time for us to stand be still and be real and know that he is God. Oh, yes, the other part of that scripture says, I will be exalted in the earth. That's what the word says. The Bible says the heavens declare the glory of God. It's springtime now outside. Sometimes it don't feel like spring, but according to the calendar, it's springtime. We see the flowers budding and blooming and so forth, and some of us are sneezing and coughing and because of the pollen and so forth. But the earth knows that the glory of God is shining. Praise God. The flowers know when to bud. Praise God. The birds are singing even more so in the morning. Pay attention. Listen to it sometime. Be still enough to hear. We're always in a hurry. Got to do this. Got to go here. And let me hurry up and get there so I can hurry up and come back. My God, be still and know. Know that even the heavens declare the glory of God. My God, even so-called religious leaders, if they don't declare the truth and give him the praise, the scripture says the rocks will cry out. God will be exalted one way or the other. See, the glory of his majesty shall be declared. The lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of man, the proud looks, and people walk around as if they own the whole world. But God says not so. The haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone, oh, yes, he shall be exalted in that day. For the scripture says, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Say amen to that. Glory to God. So therefore, we must exalt him. We must glorify his name. Because why? Because we know. We know. He says, be still, know that I am God. No, we know that there is power in the name of Jesus. I know I'm helping somebody tonight. Hallelujah. I'm reminding us tonight that there is power in the name of Jesus. So whatever it is that you need, know that there's power, that we can go to him. We can ask anything in his name. He said he will do it. He says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask. Just ask what you will. And he says, it shall be done. We know that we were once lost, but now we're found. Amen. We know that we've been adopted into the royal family of God. We're the sons and daughters of the Most High God. We know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. The weapon might be formed, but guess what? The scripture says that it will not prosper. For greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We are more than conquerors through him who love us. So therefore we'll continue to bring the sacrifice of praise. Even when we don't feel like praising God, praise him anyway. Hallelujah. Be still and know that he is God, because he's worthy. He's worthy of the praise. When you praise God, you whatever it is that you're going through, it becomes even lighter. Because if we praise him, because we cast those cares upon him, and he knows exactly how to fix it. Praise God. He knows how to lift the burden. Hallelujah. So in my closing, continue to give Christ the praise. Give him the glory. Because Christ in us is the hope of glory. See, in Christ, see, we live and we move and we have our being. Remember, he's that good shepherd. We know that. We know that by his stripes we are healed. Healing is the children's bread. We are healed by the wounds in his side. Amen. And not only that, we know we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. Oh, yes, he is a bridge over troubled water. Is there trouble in your home today? Is there trouble in your life? Is there sadness? So many, many are going through so much sadness, so much problems, and so much turmoil. And before we get out of one situation, we're in something else. But God is that bridge over troubled water. Mm-hmm. I declare we can make it. no matter what the circumstances or the situations are. Say this, I can make it. I declare I can make it. I declare that I am a victor. I walk in the victory of Jesus Christ. If you said that and believe God, say amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. For the scripture says, the righteous cry, and the Lord, he hears our cry. Mm-hmm. And he not only hears it, but he delivers us out of all the trouble. That's what the scripture says. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. Oh, yeah, and he delivered him out of all his troubles, all of his fears. See, he's our refuge. God is our strength and a very present help in trouble, a right now help. So know, be still, and know that he is God. Know that you know that you know that God is God, that he is the Lord, and besides him, there is no other. Romans 8 and 28 says, this is a very familiar scripture, but I love this again because I need to be reminded. I remind myself this over and over again. The scripture talking about knowing, it says, and we know. That's what Paul's saying, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord and to them who are called according to his purpose, not our purpose, but according to his purpose. And see, when you know that, even though we can't find out right now what is the good of this, God, why did this happen? We don't know all of the things, but God knows. We trust him. But God, why? How can this work out for my good? Trust him. Be still. And know that he is God. Amen. That God is still in control. Be still and know that I am God. Give God the praise. Give him all the glory. And to him all the honor. Do his holy name. Amen. So I praise God for that word tonight. Be still and know. I reminded us of a lot of things to know. A lot of things of how good God is. And he is still in control. He is God. And besides him, there is none other. That's the word for tonight. Let us pray. Our precious and holy God, we thank you, Lord, because this is the day that you have made. And we are still rejoicing, and we're glad in it, God. We thank you, Lord, that you have spared us, God, yet another day. God, even as we slumbered, we slept last night. You told the angels to take charge over them, and you kept us, and you kept us. And then you woke us at the appointed time. And God, you allowed us to get out of the bed. You allowed us to wake up in our right mind. You allowed us to sit at the table to feast and to eat. You've given us clothes on our backs, roofs over our head. You have met all of our needs. Yes, all of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So, Lord, we give your name praise and the glory. It belongs to you. We thank you, God, that we are able to be called children of the Most High God. Thank you, Lord, that you have made us sons and you've made us daughters, that we can come to you, that you are the shepherd over our souls, that you keep watch day and night. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your promises. God, we thank you that you are not a man that you should lie, neither are you the son of man that you should repent. If you said it, you're going to do it. If you have spoken it, it will come to pass. So therefore, God, we're leaning and we're depending on you. God, there are even people on this line, God, that may be sick tonight. God, they're calling on your name, your holy and righteous name, because we know that there is power in the name of Jesus. God, even the demons tremble at the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God, because we know you, in the pardon of our sin tonight. We thank you, God, because you are mighty Savior. Hallelujah. You delivered us. You pulled us out of the muck and miry clay. You have set our feet. You've placed us on a solid foundation. We're standing on that rock, and his name is Jesus. And we bless you, Lord. We will bless you at all times, God, because your praise shall continually be in our mouth. God, we thank you for freedom, for we feel the freedom of the Holy Spirit tonight, even on this prayer line. We thank you, God, because you said he that the Son sets free is free indeed. We thank you, God, we are free. We don't have to be entangled with the world's situations, God. We thank you, Lord, because we are looking to you, because you are the author, you are the finisher of our faith. God, you that have started a good work in us, oh yes, you're able to finish it and keep us until that day. God, we're thanking you tonight for victory, healing for those tonight on this line that need healing in their mind, healing in their spirit, healing in their relationship, healing in their environment, even in the workplace. God, you're able to speak a word. Hallelujah. Send your word and heal, God, even in the workplace tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, healing in our bodies. God, healing, God. There's some that are suffering from arthritis and God, from hurting joints. And my God, there's some, God, that have tremendous headaches, and God, and Lord, there's just so many, many things, God, that they have problems with their backs, God. Oh my God, arthritis, Father. God, Jesus, hallelujah. People that are having high blood pressure, bring it down. You can speak a word. Send your word and heal. God, help us to believe you for the healing that you've already given us. We accept the healing, God. We accept the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, that keeps our hearts and mind by Christ Jesus. Even those, God, that are still having to have, they'll have problems that they will still need to have surgery. But God, you're able, God, to direct that surgeon's hand, to speak to the doctors and give them the wisdom and the knowledge that they know to perform to your expectation, to do the right thing, God. God, we need your favor, God. When we have your favor tonight, God, we have everything that we need. Hallelujah, because we know favor. Will get us where money won't get us. Favor will get us where education, degrees won't get us. All we need is the favor of God. For therefore, God, we said, thank you for favor. We thank you, God. We thank you for favor tonight. Favor to do right. Favor to live right, God. Favor that opens up doors that have been shut in our faces, God. God, we thank you, Lord, that you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or even think. We thank you, God, for favorable reports, God. Hallelujah. When we go to the doctor, we will have favor, God. Hallelujah. When we apply for jobs, that there will be favor, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord, God, because you are God. We thank you that we can be still, that we can come aside, that we can know beyond a shadow of any doubt that you are God. You're the God of our lives. You're the God of our salvation. You are the strength of our life. You are our refuge, God. Hallelujah. We hope in you. Hallelujah. We don't have to be sad. Hallelujah. You told us, be not dismayed. Hallelujah. No matter whatever it is that we're going through, that we can lift our heads up. We can say hallelujah anyhow. Praise God, all God Almighty. We are thanking you for victory. We know that we can do all things through Christ, who gives us the strength. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, God. We're thanking you for your word. For your word will never, ever pass away. We thank you, Lord, that we're standing. We're believing. We are praising you. And we honor you tonight. We thank you, Lord. There is none like you. Thank you, God, that we can be still. And we know that you are God. So therefore, we exalt you in our praise. We exalt your name even in our living. Hallelujah. That we're able to present our bodies to you, holy and acceptable. Hallelujah, God. Oh, my God, that this is going to be our reasonable service, that we can rest in you, Lord. Hallelujah, that you will help us to keep our mind stayed on you. For you say, whose mind are stayed on the Lord shall be kept in perfect peace. So we thank you for perfect peace. We thank you for that right now. Those that are traveling, God, give them favor. Give them traveling mercies, God, and cause the angels to encamp all around about the cars. There's people that have to go on to other places, God, every day that you are keeping us. In Jesus' name, we ask these blessings for your sake and for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you all in agreement with that prayer? Let somebody say amen. Glory amen. To God. Amen. We believe amen. You. We thank amen. You, Lord. We praise you tonight. Yes, thank yes. You, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We believe in
Hallelujah.
You and we praise you. We say amen to your will, to your glory.
Amen.
We thank
amen.
You, God.
Yes.
We say yes to your will.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Yes.
We, oh, God, we
amen.
Honor you. And we
amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
We thank you for the encouraging
amen.
Word. And we know we can be still
God.
And know in whom we trust.
Thank
we believe
thank
God.
You.
Praise
thank
God. Amen. Thank you all.
Amen.
Thank you so much again
amen.
For being on this Dream Team prayer line. Again, I want to thank you for those prayers. I feel those prayers. I feel encouraged tonight.
Amen.
Amen. I'm standing on those promises of God, learning how to be still. You do know it takes time to learn how to live holy? Yes, it takes time to learn how to be still in God and everything, because right away we want to, oh, wait, I'll fix this, or I think I'll figure this out, and we haven't even stopped to acknowledge God and let him direct our path. He can order our steps. Just let him. Let him order the steps. Be still and say, God, order my steps today. I don't know which way to go, but God, you order them. Don't let me preach no more. But anyway, I love you all tonight. And God continue to bless you, continue to keep you. And until we meet next week, we are praising God. We are loving one another and praying one for the other. Do something kind for someone and praise God. All the kindness that we receive, you know, I tell you what, that's God. Whatever people have done for you, that give you, that bring food to your home, or they've given you something, I don't care if it's a dollar bill. Guess what? All the goodness and all the mercies, goodness, good things, all good and perfect gifts, it comes from above. So we give God the praise for you. So God bless you. Continue to be blessed. Look to the hills from which cometh your help. All of our help, it comes from the Lord. I know Pastor Bolden loves you, and I love you also, and we thank God for you. So be blessed. We love you. Have a blessed night. Amen. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.